Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody, welcome to your Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday of October. The 5th of October.
Oh, no.
I hope you've recovered from your long weekend. Great to be back. We've had a magnificent 4 or 5 days off, and I say hello to you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to you, young man.
Yes.
Hello to you. And 3 for 3, Bernie Vince.
What the hell was that?
What?
Oh, I'm good, by the way.
It's a beautiful day.
Welcome
it's a great Tuesday
of October.
The Tuesday of October.
Yes, Bern.
The 5th.
3 for 3, Gregory.
Yeah.
He's got the Midas touch, our boy, Burn. The Eagles on
the gold
Sunday.
Dust.
Yeah, the gold dust.
Congratulations.
Magic dust.
They destroyed Glenelg.
No, they did as
in
well.
A wonderful
underdogs.
Display
you wouldn't
football.
Have thought that, would have you, if you just came along and watched that game.
Not
they
at all.
They absolutely destroyed them around the footy. Right. Loved the contest and just smacked them all
what
day.
Yep.
Another Glenelg team that goes in as favourites and loses.
Oh, they've lost 14 grand finals now,
yeah,
Glenelg.
Some supporter, I didn't realise this, I know they've lost a lot of grand finals,
but
a supporter came up to me when I was walking around after and they said, "Oh, this is the 9th time I've turned up when Glenelg are favourites in a grand
and
final and lost."
Yeah.
9th time as favourites.
Oh, I feel sorry for them, Bern, to be honest.
Though?
Well, they
do
just
you
had
really?
Such a good year. An unbelievable year.
It's been the most dominant year you've seen from a team.
But what a wonderful performance by your Eagles.
Well planned, well executed.
Back-to-back Jade Sheedy.
Yeah, and,
oh, mate, he's...
Bit of mail getting dropped
about
him.
There's a bit of mail by
Eagles.
You.
Is he on the move, is he?
Well, if you've listened to Rhett Biglands...
he's dropping mail all over the place.
This is what he said.
Biggles.
Jade Sheedy will go down from, becoming a great of the Sandford competition as a coach.
Well, he's actually off to St Kilda next year.
Who?
Well, Jade Sheedy, they've already approached him. Well, he's not off yet, I should say.
Hey, that's a big story.
The Saints are sniffing around for him. And the club man that he is considering
sticking
around.
He just signed a 3-year deal, Biggles.
Yeah, that's got a clause in it that says if you are offered an AFL contract, you can go. I hate to break it to... the hearts of the Eagles supporters, but he's thinking about staying.
Breaking news.
That's huge.
Well, he's a deserved coach.
Absolutely.
He should be saying
this is confidential.
He's let the cat out of the bag.
Triple M gold.
That is typical Biggles.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then in the break, no, can we just not repeat that? Please not repeat that.
Me at three-quarter
time.
You just
said on live radio, you idiot.
Yeah, chunk it. He begged me at three-quarter time. Jars, please do not replay it on the Rush Hour. Biggles, hand on heart, we won't.
Oh, is this the Rush Hour? Oh, sorry, Biggles.
The first thing I noticed was you'd made no sense at all in your opening bit of commentary.
And that was the highlight of Jars, that bit.
I was building up Jade Sheedy becoming a great of the Sandful in terms of coaching.
Yeah,
but then Biggles dropped that bombshell. That destroyed us. Like, we were shattered in the box.
Well, you destroyed most people before I got to Biggles, and then
so
whatever,
Jade
whoever
Sheedy
was
off
left.
St Kilda.
Well, apparently.
No, maybe not yet. No, maybe. Did I say that? Sorry,
Rhett Biglands.
Too early.
Triple M. Now we've got a big show coming up. Let's get underway. We've got plenty of spots to talk about. We got voicemails back. Yes, Greg.
What spots are we talking about?
You don't want to cover off some of the biggest news today about the Ashes cricket not going ahead, possibly.
Not really.
We haven't got a... unless we've got a spot for it.
Yeah, apparently it's all out there.
It's all out there because you're on breakfast.
Well, what's happening?
Well, you tell us. What's happened?
They're not coming.
Might not be coming. You know how I've been saying the last couple of weeks about the ECB getting the information from Cricket Australia? Well, they've got that, and now it's up to their players to decide. But it is under threat. There's
You've
no doubt about
that,
it. Some of the senior
First
players.
First I've heard of it.
We've never heard of this information before.
No, it's your show. Keep going.
Anyway,
it's our show.
Way you go.
It's our show.
Go.
Did you say something about Joe Root not coming?
I'm saying that if Joe Root says he's unavailable, I reckon the Ashes series is under real threat.
Well, it's farcical. If he doesn't come, they shouldn't have it because it's not a proper Ashes.
I also said it's a very nervous week for a lot of people, Triple M included, because we've got the cricket this year, of course, Channel 7. If it doesn't go ahead, I mean, there'll be cricket this summer, but if that'll be shocking, won't it? If they decide that they can't pick a decent enough team to come out here.
Financially, it could cripple Australian cricket, couldn't it?
You don't want to see Australia playing England B or England A.
No, that's right.
We want a proper Ashes. We want the best to come out.
Yeah, so there'll be cricket. If England don't come, I'm sure another team will be here at the last. Yeah, well, they're not going to have a summer without cricket, are
Maybe
they?
New Zealand.
So it'll be, there'll be five or six test matches during the summer, but let's hope it's the Ashes.
All right. Well, let's go up next, chaps. We're going to talk about what caught our eye over the long weekend.
I think we've got to change that again. I think it's, what tickled my fancy or what was...
That's
what,
not bad.
What was...
That, there you go.
I what can foresee some problems with that one.
What next, came across what my desk? Fancy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for...
Something caught my eye.
What caught my eye?
Well, we had the whole weekend to find some things that did catch our eye. And I'll start with you, Bernie Vince. Fire away.
What caught my eye was my phone. My phone was just going off after the weekend. Because 3 flags in 3 weeks. Oh, I've had a lot of phone calls from... Ranging from CEOs to chairman of big companies
to
even just motivational speaking. I've had to just...
You've got the modest
My diary's full.
Your diary's full,
as soon
is it?
As the Eagles got over the line, which is about halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, but you didn't on Friday. I'm getting the golf day.
Yeah, only
because... Your team lost.
Yeah, only because there was a bit of a question mark around... not the actual winners. Your card.
Yeah, whose team won?
You did. Right, congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was a good cause, too.
You thought you won then, didn't you? Because you're like, you're young and you're pointing to yourself.
Initially, we thought we got it. We're a chance. Yeah. But we enjoyed the day.
Your scorecard was a dog's breakfast. You should have been disqualified, to be honest. But
and your mother-in-law, Sondra, did a great job for Variety SA. We raised some money. And thank you to all those boys that played. Mm.
But this is what caught my eye. And that was, we've had a show since that. So we'll move on from the goal.
My phone's gone off, too, just quickly before we get to you. Because it's about Jarman's behaviour down at Cuyonga. Anyway, but that's for another time.
We can revisit it maybe just one more time. Who from? The captain?
Yeah, my phone's gone off too. Didn't stop. Yeah, about some new talent next year with me. Yeah.
He's dropped the F-bomb.
I'm sorry.
He's dropped the magic.
I did not. He's dropped the magic. Freckle.
That sounds
good. What do you got? Let's go. What do you got?
That's it.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
You're right. Melbourne Football Club, you were there.
CMS.
CMS, you were there. Yep. Last kick, your brother-in-law, bang. Mossy, James. And then Sunday, you were down on the boundary and you embraced it all. Mm. Yeah. The luncheon, they said you were hilarious at the luncheon.
Yes, did I
they?
Was actually.
Yeah, they got Who's good they? Reports.
Yeah, good reports.
All my sources, all my good people down there.
Yeah. Mm. Why weren't you there, Jars? I thought you'd
No, because I was in the commentary box for Triple M.
Yeah, but not until later
Thriving
on.
Thriving with Tommy Rockliffe, who made his debut. How'd you think he went?
Yeah. Well, I've heard good reports.
Yeah, good. What was did he? You, Gregory?
No, I didn't.
I thought he was outstanding.
Right, okay.
Because that was our 7th year doing the Sanford Grand Final here at Triple M.
Yeah.
And he's our 7th special comments person.
Texted last year.
So I've gone through a few.
So there were no tricky names for Rocky because he's pretty good at the European names.
What's that young midfielder?
Cogliaglet.
Starts with C.
Yeah.
Come.
He's a great young man, Gigi.
Yeah, is he?
He'd be looking for, he's only 19, but he'd be looking for a date.
He's a bit young for me, thanks, Joe.
What caught your eye, Greg?
Well, I had that written down, Bernie. I mean, he's just sprinkling around the gold dust, so his 3 teams. Unbelievable.
Yeah, do you want me to come down to Redbacks, maybe?
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Just spend a bit of time down there.
That's good. But also Jars and Bernie and Emma and family. Melbourne is now the most locked down city in the world.
That's not a good tag.
So they've gone past Buenos Aires, which is the Argentinian capital, 246 days. So I know a lot of us have got, a lot of friends in Melbourne, and Sydney are doing it tough at the moment, but that's unbelievable because they've had some strict conditions. Mm. So bad luck to everyone in Melbourne.
Mm. What caught my eye that Sam Palpepper will go to the West Coast Eagles, and that's a blow to Port Adelaide. I don't want to lose him.
Why is he going? Well, there's been a few rumours.
To get a game.
Because they've got to re-energise their midfield and they need some more contested players in there.
No, I think Port Adelaide need to do that.
Yeah, but they're not. The Eagles will be offering him a lot more game time in through the midfield. So I reckon he's off.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a big... I'm with you. Port Adelaide, don't lose him.
Port Adelaide can't afford to
lose him. He gives them a spark.
Port Adelaide, that's why they're not getting in grand finals. Yeah. Is because they don't have enough Sam Powell Peppers around the footy.
So I'll tell you what else caught my eye. Jump Racing's banned in South Australia.
Mm. Yes.
Now, you love your horses, yeah, and you support that decision?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I thought we'd probably get there. It's pretty, I don't know. You never like seeing horses and jockeys go down.
Sick.
And they do. They go down quite regularly. Yeah. So, you know what? Just racing without jumps is
there
good
you go.
Anyway.
Still have Oak Bank weekend.
Oak Bank, they're still going to have Oak Bank.
Yeah, good.
The times I've been to the races and watched the jumps race, I'm just cringing the whole race.
I've seen a couple live and I've just felt gutted.
Yeah. It's almost every jump. You're like, all over.
Yeah.
So anyway, good decision there by the South Australian Jockey Association. That's what caught my eye. And, mate, up next, a bit of radio stuff.
What does that mean? Radio stuff on the board.
Great.
What do you want to call it? Just a bit of chat. You want to call it?
Rush hour radio stuff.
Radio stuff. Right. Look forward to that.
Go like that with your hand
because I'm pointing at
right
it.
Rush hour radio stuff. Oh, no. Oh, no. What's
all
happening
right
here?
Radio stuff.
Family, pull over. Get under the bench, under the table. This is directed towards Gregory Stephen Blewett.
Uh-oh.
54 games for his country. Now, Bern.
46.
What is our pillars? Explain the pillars to the family.
Honesty,
respect,
integrity,
and respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Greg,
I didn't sign up to them.
This morning.
Neither did I.
Can you explain yourself this morning? Because Bern and I saw some Instagram posts of you talking to the Breakfast Boys about the Ashes series and Joe Root not playing. This is what you said.
The English players have concerns about travelling out here, and the ECB have released a statement saying the EC board will meet this week to decide whether the conditions in place are sufficient for the tour to go ahead and enable selection of a squad befitting a series of this significance.
Right.
I think it all depends on Joe Root. If they can't get Joe Root over the line, then I think we might be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, he's the captain of England.
Well, why don't you put? Why don't we get that stuff?
I thought that was very well spoken.
That's the
Joe.
Best
that
you've
good
done all year. Why don't we get that stuff?
Oh, I thought we were whacking him about that. I thought that was quite good.
Very
good.
It's very good, but don't.
Oh, it's in the wrong time.
This is your show.
Oh,
this is where you get paid.
Sorry, hang on.
I get you now.
So ruined dits are on our station, right? Triple M. We're all part of a team. So I get a message from Tommy, who's our producer on Saturday mornings. Mm.
Probably getting too many from him, actually, at the moment.
At 5 a.m. in the morning, mind you, woke me up.
Yeah, I'll wake
said,
up, did it?
Would you mind coming on Ruin Dits this morning,
Tommy,
and talking a little bit of cricket?
No, thanks. Too early in the morning. Got to focus on my two boys and my sick wife, Catherine.
Yeah.
So tell the boys for another day. I've got to talk to Bern and Jars tonight on the rush hour.
Well, it was at 8:40, I'm up by then, and that was fine.
Why'd you speak so fluently and drop big mail?
You made sense.
I was reading it.
Yeah, but like you're
really disappointed.
I just want to share something as well.
I can't believe you did that.
I want to share something.
Oh,
Bern.
No, you got to write.
Here he goes.
Louis stuff or radio stuff or something.
So this is this is what communicating with Jars is like, right?
Oh, no.
So I get a text message from Jars today. Tassie Shield lads training at Henley. So straight away I just go, so what? Is that groundbreaking news or am I meant to be excited by that?
Do you want me to come down and teach
you? Come down and watch
do
or
batting
what do you want
well,
me to do with
that? I
just
thought I'd let you know.
And then straight away there's another message going, Benny, which is our producer James Cheetahs from Eagles on and Cal Toomey on trades.
Right.
So he's clearly written
I'm
to
thinking
the,
about the show.
So
as
I go, I just sent back wrong group, mate.
That's
so
what I said.
Yeah. So
he
then he goes, no, it's Tassie and Queensland now training at Henley. He thinks the wrong cricket group.
No,
I just spoke to Hags, which is Hags, for F's sake. And I went, no, the previous message that you addressed to Benny. And then he goes, I'm lost. Who am I talking to? Bern, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I know.
This is the CIC rush hour.
He sent me that as well, boy.
I just had 11 conversations right at the same time.
You thought it was in a group, didn't you?
I don't know.
Well,
I did thought it was in a group. Yes.
Because when he calls me Benny, I just think he means Bernie. Like, it doesn't. Mate, it's just play on.
Greg, that explains why you're so articulate with Ruined Dits. These guys bring you down.
They do.
Correct,
careful,
Emma.
Very careful. I heard you went parachuting this morning too.
Oh,
I got some good mail.
Oh, you got mail.
Yeah, you ruined when you found out it was them training. I'll go into it right now.
No.
And then you thought, because it's Queensland and Tassie, I'll just pull the covers off. And it was a bit windy, and you
you went for a ride.
Yeah, yesterday.
There goes Jars. But you're like an anchor. You dragged it back down.
You know, 110-kilometre winds down there. You know what happened? And they had the covers on the cricket pitches and full of water, and all the water just rolled over the wickets.
He went to go and fix it, and all the water was currently sitting on the covers.
No.
And he's tipped it off onto a good leg.
Buffoon.
And they had to train on the hard wicket.
Because Mark Harity said this morning, geez, the practice wickets are all wet. Don't know what happened. I said,
great prep.
Yeah, don't know what to do.
They're playing each other. They're not even playing the Redbacks. What's the point in sabotaging it?
I was trying to peg the covers down, you chunky.
Wind's grabbed him. He ended up in Grange.
Voicemail messages. Have we checked them?
Well, another weekend, another premiership.
Long weekend.
Another
too.
Long weekend too. Expecting a fair few today. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
You have 12 new messages.
Oh, g'day, boys. Michael from the Sacker here. Just following up that press release, we got a statement from the chief medical officer that this year's Sheffield Shield will be capped to 100 people. We're worried that we're going to fill that. So can you just get the word out that we're going to start tickets really soon? Thank you. G'day, boys. It's Roo.
Hey, Roo.
In hospital after getting the operation. But, Bluey, thanks for the... craft beers, mate. Bird, cheers for the chocolates and Jars. Thanks for the copy of Jarman Magic. I won't lie, it's a bit rough between the arse cheeks, but making a heap on toilet paper.
Hi, Bernie. It's Adam Smith. I was the host of that event the other day. Look, just letting you know that screaming out bullshit and redraw at our raffle last week, it's just a bit out of line, mate, as you can understand. And not just my opinion either, mate. Other parents at the daycare centre were quite perplexed. Just a heads up, mate.
Hello, it's Gator, and I wanted to give some feedback about 110 games for the Adelaide Crows. Andrew Jarman calling the sample grand final on the weekend. He should have been calling the preliminary 2 weeks ago at the glorious Adelaide Oval. He's the unrivaled expert at local teams. Getting smashed by 70-plus points at their home ground. The man can barely call a home-delivered pizza, let alone a football match.
Hey, Bluey, it's Ben from the Adelaide Oval. Thanks so much for your email, mate. We have had to knock back your playlist to use at the up-and-coming T20 Big Bash, mate. We appreciate it, but can you come and pick up your Britney Spears CDs, please, mate? Thank you.
Hello, it's Bruce calling from Channel 7. Jars, we were wondering if we could get you back in 2022, as you would have seen. Some of the big names on our lineup need replacing. That's not an easy thing to do, and your name keeps coming up. So we'd love you next week to have a chat and see if you fit in the Humphrey suit.
Well, g'day, boys. It's Biggles here. Biggles. Great to see Jars calling the footy on the weekend. Yes. Squeezed into the box nicely. Just like the time I went to Bali and I with three of them. Boiled up on the beach. Standing me crack. I absolutely sunburnt my scrub. Six of them in the shower. Till they wax my ass. Too much.
Boys, it's Ken. I've locked myself out of my house.
Again.
Oh, fair enough. I can't even open the door with a... Boys, it's Ken. Ignore that. I was at the wrong house. Oh, Vern, Micah from the Stansbury pub. Just wondering if you lot on the wireless can announce that we're now doing wedding packages. You can have the ceremony in the smoking area, reception in the bistro, punch up with the bride's brother in the car park, bridesmaids can dance on the bar, and in our mate Daz's case, we'll cater your third wedding for free. Shit, maybe you should give Blewett a heads up on that last one. Boys, it wasn't just the wrong house. I was trying to open the door to the Copenhagen Ice Creamery. I'm in the slam of... Hello, boys.
It's Jimmy.
It's JB. I hope you're keeping busy in this post-season time of year. Jarman, I hear you go for a run in Henley. Literally. Because you set off every car alarm. You're on the way to style. You bet.
There are no more messages.
Oh, very good.
Oh, brilliant.
Very good. Would you have to dress up to be Humphrey?
That's a big suit too. He wants to know whether you're going to fit.
Well, at least Humphrey doesn't talk.
What about
might shut you up for a
bit. What about KG getting the wrong house?
Being the slammer.
Bit confused.
Copenhagen ice creamery.
And Biggles again.
Yes. No.
Win.
Well, he did that on the weekend. He dropped that mail.
Oh, poor old Jay Sheedy's filthy.
Very good.
Great stuff. Now, Byrne, you were the Eagles Cup ambassador.
Oh, yes,
on Sunday.
Does.
And
he's everywhere.
You looked very dapper in your nice jacket. Yes, and Gregory, he was, you know, he's a former Eagles champion of that football club.
Third
he had
flag
a prep.
In yeah. 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Now, you had some responsibilities on the day.
Yes,
you had the luncheon, which
yes.
I heard you spoke very well. You whacked the former president and former great Nick Chigwiggin.
Chiggy?
Has he dropped the G off his name, is it?
Yeah, he's changed the two D's to
so
two G's.
So you whacked him at lunch?
Yeah, well, I felt like he deserved
okay.
it.
Is he whackable?
Yeah, he's whackable.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted the mic back. I said, don't give the mic to that little fella.
Now, obviously, Triple M was calling the game, and again, the tradition continues, Gregory, and we slaughtered it. The other radio mob, they were...
He's nearly gone down.
They were very intimidated when we all swaggered in.
Yeah.
Right, Yater and Biggles and Tommy Rockcliffe.
Yes.
Now, obviously looking for a new career.
Speaking of swagger.
Yeah, and young Tomo from Tomo and Lenny, Lozzie, he was doing the boundary, replaced
yes.
your role,
yes.
Greg.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Did a good job of
this.
This is what
they got told. But now you, Byrne, this is where we're concerned about where you're at. Now, you jumped onto the oval and you hugged and kissed and you were drinking and you were merry. But you had a responsibility about presenting the cup to the premiership captain and coach.
He was looking forward to this.
Cup ambassador, I was.
This is part of what happened Sunday.
That was Jade Sheedy, the
it's
coach of the Eagles.
The South Australian Football Commission chairman, Mr. Rob Kerrin, to present the prestigious Thomas Seymour Hill Premiership Trophy.
Where's Byrne?
Where were you? Well, I was there, ready to go.
We were watching you in the commentary box.
Yeah. It had,
what the hell were you doing down there on the ground?
Well, part of my role as ambassador was to walk the cup out before the game.
Which
Me
you
and
did.
Chiggy, place yeah, it nice. On the pedestal,
yep.
and we get a photo and walk off. And
Done.
The winning team,
yes,
which was the Eagles, which is my team, go out after the game and present the cup. The Thomas Seymour Hill Cup.
Correct, I which I've won twice.
Oh, now we're making it about you again, are we?
Here we go.
What else have you won? So they couldn't find you.
So what happened?
No, they couldn't find
you. I had messages saying, what happened to Bernie?
No.
There you go.
I was standing right where I was meant to be standing with Matty Doldig.
Yeah.
And I said to Matty, because he's from the SNFL, and there's a few SNFL people there, and I said, I've really been told what to do here. I know I have to give out the cup and that, but you tell me when to get up. And he goes, oh, yeah, no worries, mate. I'll let you know. They get the coach up first, they do all this,
that's
and then you go then. I'm like, all right, no worries.
Right.
And then Rob Kerrin comes through.
Yeah.
And he's just
Former Premier.
Former Premier. He's the chairman of the SNFL.
Yeah, good man.
Great man.
Yeah.
And he just said, no, I'm the chairman and I hand the cup out.
Oh, he got dumped.
He's pulled rank.
So you got dumped.
Well, I thought, when we were talking about it, I was like, oh, really? And he sort of was like a drive-by. He just made a statement and kept walking.
Nah.
I was like, I looked at Dolls and go, I'm not doing it.
No.
It looks like I'm not doing it. He goes, no. Let me speak to someone.
There
Hang
you
on.
Go.
He went and spoke to someone, come back and go, yeah, no, he's told all them he's doing it too. I said, oh, well, let's go get another can.
Then we crossed to Tomo, who's on the boundary line.
Yeah. Boys, I've got Bernie here. There he goes. We're mighty Friday. We're Bernie. Bernie had one job to hand the cup over, and they said no.
What happened? He didn't do it, did he?
No, I actually didn't. Oh, I started talking to Matty Doldig, and we just got in deep conversation. I forgot to get up there.
Oh, he didn't do it.
No, that was a lie.
Now, listen, Byrne. You've got some dodgy intel throughout that, because I've got hold of the running sheet for the presentation, right? So this was handed out, Jars,
yes,
to the people that needed it on Friday, right?
So the grand final
was on Sunday.
Right, have a listen.
So it goes down the running sheet, and it gets to the league presentations. Now, point seven, John Casey to introduce Rob Kerrin to present the Thomas Seymour Hill Premiership Cup to coach and captain.
Maybe I was
it says Rob Kerrin.
You.
No, Bernie Vince.
No, you're telling us all week that you're going to present the cup. So who told you
that? What does an ambassador of the cup do?
You just carry it around.
Carry it around. Oh. Well, and just bring it out on the
It's bloody heavy, Jars. It was about to take. I should have stolen
you,
it.
So what I should have done.
He's pulled Robbie Kerrin aside and gone, listen, mate, this is my turn.
Jeez, you're not bad.
No, and I actually said you can do it.
You weren't meant to do it.
You weren't meant to do it. Yet you're telling everyone, yeah, I'm going to be doing it if we win.
Well, that was my intel.
So poor old Robbie Kerrin. No wonder he's telling everyone.
He was very sheepish too, Robbie.
Actually, what he did, I liked his statement. He goes, no, I'm the chairman. This is what I do. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, Tommy Rockliffe, he gave you a nice little drive-by, our boy Tommy, who did special comments, and he said this about
you. Well, that's
a
big surprise.
Bernie, it's funny that you mentioned that. We mentioned it in the call, but every club you leave gets better and their culture improves.
No, Rocky, that's how you see it. I set them up and then I get out. I don't want all the limelight. I set them up and get them out.
That's what good operators do. Look at Jason Dunstall, came in and fixed the Adelaide Footy Club up.
Right. Yeah, they finished bottom. Yeah.
We've got a question here from David from McGill, who's texted through. I hear you guys always talking about Bluey getting his colon cleansed. Wondering if it actually works. Was thinking of treating myself.
Greg, yourself.
So you've had a colonic done.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I went twice. Okay. I think you might have to go three times. It's recommended that you go three times. Yep. Of course it works because you do get a bit of a build up over the years, Jars. And I'm really disappointed with you. You and Bernie pulling out, but you were never going to get it done, were you? Because you've been asking me about it for about two years.
I thought we organised you an appointment, Jars.
We did, G. We spoke to the lady and we were locked in. Bern and I were locked in.
And then when it came around, he didn't even ring up himself. He got Angela, the receptionist here at Triple M, to ring up and cancel it.
I was too bit.
He's too embarrassed.
Well, but some people swear by it.
Yes.
Some people swear. But Sammy Newman gets it done every 12 months.
He does. Now, G, my dear friend Charlie Teo, wonderful man. And I'm not dropping names. You know, I don't drop.
Well, you did.
You never do that.
I spoke to him about this and he said, look, they don't work. So that's why I pulled out. Well,
you didn't pull the hose out.
Cancelled
it. Because it never went in.
Would you look at doing some of that as a young lady?
No, probably not yet. Not at this stage. Maybe when I'm older.
Of course they do.
It hasn't been proven to help with
it. Did it help you though, Gregory?
Well, I read up on it a little bit.
You did you?
Yeah, it hasn't. It's not when I say bulletproof.
Well, you've got so many toxins and poisons in your guts. It'd probably be good for you, young man.
Yeah, because to be honest, the first one, it drained me. So, you know, whether it was the toxins or quite literally.
Put the hose up and put the suction cap on.
They drain your blood.
That's exactly what it does.
What, they hook the vacuum cleaner up to the hose.
Put a hoover up you. Like a freckle.
I had this.
I had the sweats
and all sorts.
Your buddy Botox started.
That's what happens when your intestines come out with it.
And they do say you can bring a nappy as well to drive home in.
That's what Sammy Newman
said. Just in case there's a little bit of leakage.
He said, don't just sit in your car and drive home. You need a nappy.
And Dave, this is what the great Sam Newman said about it.
There's nothing more disconcerting than lying with your legs apart with a hose up your ass and a very good-looking woman talking to you while all the crap comes out of your body into a tube that you can see.
Yeah.
So he loves it.
I am all about a cleanse, but not of that variety. Mm. I'm attempting Sober October.
Well done.
Yep.
And you're going to grow a mo for the Movember?
No, I'm not going to grow a mo, no. But I'll be a mo sister, which means I'll encourage the men in my life to do it.
Good.
Yeah.
Who are the men in your life?
Minimal. Right now, there aren't many.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
What do you got, Tiger?
Quick one today.
Ooh, good.
Not much has really happened on this day. Yeah. Significant. But today is October 5, and it's Do Something Nice Day.
Nice.
Have we done that?
Why do we need a day for that? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah, good call,
we should do that all the time. Right. But I don't think we're very nice to each other in here. Jars, can you say something good about Greg, please?
Greg, really enjoy working with you, and I wish you all the best next year.
What?
See, you're just this nasty streak.
The nice bit turns into
just
a whack.
Just a nasty streak.
Say something nice without a little whack on the end,
Nasty
please.
Andy.
Don't say that. I love our time.
Why are you looking around?
What about it? You know what? I just think, you know, what you've brought to the table has been riveting radio. But you know, when you walk in with your pearly white teeth and you get your teeth done and you got your little Botox under around your eyes.
You don't have to chuck a butt in.
And then you got your little gold pass down a tick here, golf course, and you drink with your mates, you know, slats and
I did say this was going to be quick. I might have to change that. Hey, on this day, bit of a sad day, Apple co-founder Steve Jobs passed away in 2011 on this day. Mm. And my fact today, as you see, there's not much going on this day.
Could.
October 5. But my fact today, and this is bizarre, this one.
Yeah.
It's about yesterday, though, but we didn't have a show, so I have to bring it up today.
Mm. Mm.
Yesterday, the 4th of October, was the longest current winning drought of any birthday. So remember I said that, and I'll read it properly. The last time a person born on October the 4th played on a winning team, VFL or AFL game, was 28 years ago.
Whoa. Wow.
As his name was James Morrissey, and it was Hawthorn v Adelaide.
Yes.
Jars, you would have played in this. Round 21, 1993. October the 4th is the longest current winning drought of an AFL player born on that day.
How do people know that?
28 years.
What are people just scrolling through birthdays?
28 years.
It's their life.
Oh.
28 years.
That's a great stat. That's probably the best one for the year.
You say that every time
I say
something.
That's your top five. I'm going to find the top five best stat.
Right. And happy birthday to you too, Bern.
Oh,
happy Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. Did you text Greg?
What number?
He's 35.
Second.
35?
Oh, no, 36 years
36.
Old.
Oh, okay. 36.
Did you text?
No, Benjamin? I forgot all about it.
Oh, great. If it was ruined, did you?
You wouldn't.
I did, actually.
Did you?
How did you know?
Because he said it on Friday.
Sorry, Ben.
Everyone in here sent me a text.
Yeah, with
happy, happy birthday.
It's all about you.
I apologize. I don't want you.
No, that's not. I'll put my hand up.
No, it'll take 12 months.
Very selfish
young man. Not good enough.
It'll be 12 months until you
get it. It's National Be Nice Day.
I had a very busy weekend.
Yeah,
I was stressed.
Can you say something nice about Jars, please?
Say it, family.
Yeah, piss off.